With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Chesapeake Requiem is a new book about the culturally rich and historically unique community of watermen on Tanager Island in the southern Chesapeake Bay, and about how sea level rise may soon wash it all away, making Tangiermen some of America's first climate change refugees. The author, Earl Swift, produced a subtle, complex, and beautifully written book by spending 14 months living among the watermen in this tiny, isolated crabbing town just south of the Maryland-Virginia state line. But it's not just a book about Chesapeake culture. It also raises profound and troubling questions about America, about climate change denialism, from the crab shacks on Tanager Island to the White House, and what our country should do about the inundation of a growing number of waterfront communities from sea level rise. Earl Swift joined famed Chesapeake Bay author Tom Horton and myself in a panel discussion of the Chesapeake and climate change at the Baltimore Book Festival on Sunday. Horton, author of Turning the Tide and several other books about the Bay, spent 3 years living on Tanager Island's neighbor to the north, Smith Island, to publish his book, An Island Out of Time, in 1996. At the event, Swift described the lobbying campaign by Tanager Island's mayor to convince the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Virginia to pay for rock jetties and walls to slow down the rapid erosion of the island.
You've got this tiny island with 460 people on it, with a declining population, facing an existential dilemma. And the only solution to that existential dilemma is heroic government intervention to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, most likely, to build a lasting and still stopgap solution to its problem. So it's the question isn't, can it be saved? I mean, we've got the technology to save it, certainly. The question really is, when you have a tiny population like that, should it be saved? What are the criteria that we're going to use from here on out as a country to decide what we save and what we surrender? Because we're going to face this time and time again. This is the canary in the coal mine. Tangier is merely the first town that is going to succumb to what we now recognize to be climate change.
The irony is that the mayor of Tangier and many others on the island don't believe in climate change. They believe their island is being lost to erosion and waves, not to rising sea levels, although these forces are in fact connected. And most Tangiermen are diehard supporters of President Trump, who has falsely declared climate change a, quote, hoax invented by the Chinese, unquote. Horton noted that the islanders have traditionally put their faith not in government intervention, but in conservative old-school religion.
I was reminded there's a hymn they sing in the Methodist Church on Smith Island. Imagine they sing it on Tangier too, and the refrain goes, "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand." And that pretty much sums up when you get right down to what they think. Christ is going to decide this one way or the other, whether he wants them to leave or not. Now, that doesn't stop them from applying for a little money for rock, to just in case that helps, but they really do think that way.
Faith has kept the people of Tangier Island afloat for more than two centuries. But whether prayer or even man-made seawalls will now work in the face of the rising seas is something we may find out in the next storm. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Abel Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.